This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. We've talked in past BTW episodes about the significance of sea ice and the consequences of lack of it. Sea ice is very low again this year off Alaska, so as we progress through fall, I wanted to ask you, Rick, about the forces at play and what they mean for ice potential along the Bering, Beaufort, and Chukchi Sea coastlines.
We're at the time of year now where just having open water instead of any ice cover is pumping a lot of heat into the Arctic and subarctic atmosphere.
So warmer temperatures are, of course, not conducive to ice formation. But what about ice being transported in? Can wind move ice from other areas of the Arctic where it is cold enough to form and push it up against Alaska's northern coast?
Historically, that was actually how ice wound up on the North Slope coast. It typically did not form in place. That's how places like Utqiagvik would go from ice-free one day, get up the next morning, and ice as far as you can see. The winds and the currents blew that pack ice, which wasn't very far away, in. Those days are largely gone now, and we have to form it in place, even on the Beaufort and northern Chukchi Sea coasts.
That really is a significant change from history.
It's very dramatic, and it's really so important both to the climate system, to the environment, and to the way that people make their living on the ice on the North Slope and Northwest Arctic.
Well, no pun intended, but so much to unpack there. Future shows. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.